This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Fears of wider war in the Middle East have spiked as Sunday strikes on Gaza kill over dozens of people and a stabbing in Israel kills two. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
In the courtyard of a hospital in central Gaza, people shout in panic as a tent camp housing displaced Palestinians catches fire from an Israeli strike. A young boy's body lay wrapped in a blanket on the ground, only his face exposed and motionless. A woman leans over and hugs him, begging him to wake up. In northern Gaza, health officials said another strike flattened a house, killing a family, including three children. Several more were killed in a strike on a vehicle in Gaza City, according to the local civil defense. In Tel Aviv, a Palestinian stabbed and killed two Israelis and wounded two others. The police said the attack was carried out by a Palestinian militant. I'm Karen Chamas.
In an address to the nation, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer unilaterally condemned the recent anti-immigration riots taking place all over the United Kingdom.
I utterly condemn the far-right thuggery we've seen this weekend. Be in no doubt, those that have participated in this violence will face the full force of the law.
Protests and riots erupted following the murder of three young girls in northwest England. False information spread on social media claiming that the suspect was a radical Muslim migrant, which triggered far-right protesters to turn violent, burning buildings where asylum seekers were allegedly staying and attacking police officers.
If you target people because of the color of their skin or their faith, then that is far-right. And I'm prepared to say so.
Police said many of the weekend actions were organized online by shadowy far-right groups. For more news, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Dozens of people have been killed and scores injured in clashes in Bangladesh on Sunday as police fired tear gas and lobbed stun grenades to disperse tens of thousands of protesters, calling for Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to resign. Lauren Anthony from Reuters reports.
Last month, at least 150 people were killed and thousands more were injured and arrested in violence sparked by demonstrations led by student groups protesting against quotas for government jobs. The Interior Ministry declared an indefinite nationwide curfew starting at 6 p.m. local time on Sunday. It's the first time it has taken such a step during the current protest. The unrest is the government's biggest test since deadly protests erupted after Hasina won a fourth straight term in January elections that were boycotted by the main opposition Bangladesh Nationalist Party. Critics of Hasina, along with human rights groups, have accused her government of using excessive force to stamp out the movement, a charge she and her ministers deny.
Lauren Anthony from Reuters. Vice President Kamala Harris will interview three top candidates, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, U.S. Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona, and Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro at her Washington, D.C. residence on Sunday. Harris is expected to announce her choice as early as Monday. Meanwhile, her campaign is launching Republicans for Harris as she tries to win over Republican voters put off by Donald Trump's candidacy. Jackie Quinn from the AP has more.
The rival presidential candidates have been taking personal jabs. Donald Trump in Atlanta insulting Kamala Harris this weekend.
She happens to be really a low IQ individual. She really does.
While she told supporters last week, voters deserve better than Donald Trump.
The American people deserve a leader who tells the truth. A leader who does not respond with hostility and anger.
Insiders say her new Republicans for Harris campaign will use well-known Republican figures to try to activate people who supported Nikki Haley, with events coming up in battleground states just 3 months away from the presidential election. I'm Jackie Quinn.
On Sunday, forecasters at the National Hurricane Center said Tropical Storm Debbie has maximum sustained winds of 60 miles per hour and will likely become a hurricane before landfall. In an AP interview, senior hurricane specialist Richard Pasch says Debbie is expected to strengthen.
We're expecting it to make landfall in the Big Bend area of Florida Monday morning, and we're expecting it to strengthen into a hurricane, probably some rapid strengthening occurring here tonight before the center makes landfall.
Forecasters warn it also could drop heavy rains over North Florida and the Atlantic coast of Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina later this week. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.